Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. You are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As usual, especially for the first-time listeners, because God is blessing his ministry so much that we have a lot of new listeners. So I want you all to know that you need to get your Bible, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Pastor Eric Morfis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So you need your Bibles, you need your pens and paper to follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I am so excited once again to announce that Pastor Eric Morfis will be bringing another word from the Lord on tonight very shortly. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. You are not like man. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise once again on tonight. So now, Lord Heavenly Father, we ask that you are moved by your spirit, Heavenly Father, And we ask that you have touched the hearts and minds of every listener on tonight. I pray before we go any further that you would, first of all, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, my guest on tonight, Pastor Eric Morpheus and his entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So this is why we're so grateful on tonight, that we can come to you through your son, Jesus Christ, because of his precious blood that was shed on the cross for our sins. And because of that, we can always be redeemed after we ask for forgiveness in his name. We can be redeemed and forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that our work with you on earth would not be in vain. And that way we can move forward, complete and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land on tonight. I lift up Pastor Gary Hunter in a special manner, in a special way on tonight. He's battling and dealing with cancer. And not only him, but all those that are dealing with cancer, those that are dealing with PTSD orders, those that are thinking about committing suicide. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the healer. You are the chief physician who has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that have breathed on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father, that they would know that you are their comforter, even in their hour of bereavement, even on tonight, all over the land. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we don't deserve it. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We now pray and lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that may be tuning on tonight who do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their hearts, that they will be able to open their own mouth, even after hearing your word on tonight, confess their sins, and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and forgive them and save them of all of their sins and transgressions is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified through this broadcast on tonight. Heavenly Father, we don't want to fail to lift up our president. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you would touch his heart, Lord. And if he's not saved in the name of Jesus Christ, we are not judging because it's not our place to judge anyone. But if he's not saved, you already know. If he's not saved, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you would touch his heart, that he too will hear a word from the Lord, from you, Heavenly Father, through a vessel that will prick his heart, that he too will be able to confess his sins and ask for forgiveness, and that he would too ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into his heart and save him. And after being saved, he would come to know his God purpose in the earth and fulfill it for your glory. And all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives and agendas that are not doing right by your people, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you would touch each one of their hearts, that their hearts and minds will be changed, Heavenly Father, that they would do right and do what's pleasing to you regarding all of your people, all of the land, for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we pray that you would help us once again to decrease so that you may increase in us as this worldwide broadcast goes forth on tonight, that you would be glorified through it is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless each listener on tonight. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus, that you would be glorified through it on tonight. It's all we ask in Jesus' name on tonight, and all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, it's really in the form of a question, who have you encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight lately? Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question to each and every last one of us on tonight, even myself. Who have you encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight lately? I'm asking all listeners, if you will please take down these announcements. If you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, I pray that you have them available and ready to receive God's word. But I'm asking you all to please take down this announcement as well. I want to thank God first and foremost for this ministry, this worldwide platform. I don't take it lightly or for granted. Neither do I take you, the listeners, for lightly or for granted. I want you all to know that God has blessed this ministry, and he's doing a new thing in my life. He has blessed me to write another book, and the title of my upcoming book is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media, a guide for teens and young adults. And because of this book is being written, I am going to be taking some time off. The 31st of this month will be the last Thursday of this month. I will be taking some time off to complete this assignment that God has blessed and ordained me to write for his glory, that it can be a blessing to the body of Christ, especially our young people, for such a time as this that we're living in. So, again, the Thursday, October the 31st, will be my last broadcast until the first part of February 2020, if it be the Lord's will. So I want you to continue to tune in faithfully up until that time. And then if it be the Lord's will that we come back the first part of February of 2020, we will pick up where we left off on October the 31st of this month. I am thanking right now all those listeners that tuned in faithfully on Blog Talk Radio, all of the listeners, all of my Instagram listeners, and all those that are listening and follow us on Snapchat. Again, I don't want to take anyone lightly or for granted, because you don't have to tune in to this ministry and broadcast. You can be doing other things. My final announcement comes to you from River Glory Church, which is in Detroit, Michigan. The address is 17124 Hayes Street. That's right off the corner of Seymour. Again, River Glory Church, which is located at 17124 Hayes Street off of Seymour, they will be hosting their Holy Convocation, which starts Thursday, October the 10th, and Saturday, October the 12th. And it will be running through those dates. Let me go back. It starts October the 10th at 7:30 p.m., and then also on Friday, October the 11th at 7:30 p.m., and it will conclude on Sunday, October the 13th at 3 o'clock p.m. There will be a holy banquet following the Sunday service at 3 p.m. Once again, the River Glory Church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan, the address is 17124 Hayes Street, right off of Seymour on the east side of Detroit. They'll be holding their convocation, which starts Thursday, October the 10th at 7:30 p.m., and also Friday, October the 11th at 7:30 p.m., and it will conclude on Sunday, October the 13th at 3 p.m., and there will be a holy banquet following that service. Apostle Dixon is the minister there. She's the minister and the pastor there. Apostle Dixon. So if you are in the Detroit, Michigan area, on the east side of Detroit, if you are free and available, you are more than welcome. This invitation extends to you as well, that you can come out and be blessed by this service. So right now, before we bring on Pastor Eric Morpheus to bring forth God's word once again on tonight, and again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to receive this word on tonight, because God knows who's listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Morpheus as he gets ready to deliver God's word. But before he comes forth with the word, we're going to share with you a music break titled, I Give You Praise. Why? God is worthy to be praised, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. Through it all, he is worthy to be praised. Enjoy the music break.
With all my heart. Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. Why? He's worthy to be praised. Aren't you grateful that there is none like him in all the earth? He's not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. And he have and hold all power in heaven and earth in his hands. So before we bring on Pastor Eric Morpheus to deliver God's word on tonight, I want you all, please do not hang up your phones. Do not go off the internet after he concludes with the message, because he's going to close out his with a song on tonight after he delivered God's word. And he's going to be, his song is titled God's Not Done With You by Charon Wells. So you want to tune in and be blessed by that ministry and music after he concludes with the message. But also, I forgot to mention to you all, the listeners, again, I hope you have your pens and paper ready. You can also go to my other website. My other books can be ordered and purchased through Amazon. My other website, this is not including the website for this ministry, for this platform. My other website, you can go to www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. Once again, my other website, where you can see all of the books where God has blessed me, what God has blessed me to write, and my soon upcoming book will be placed there also. And I thank God because of this new book will be also available through ebooks, where you can read it on your tablets and on your phones. God is doing a marvelous thing, and I'm so grateful for what he's doing. But my other website, once again, is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. So right now, I am so excited to yield this mic once again to Pastor Eric Morpheus. Again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. Pastor Eric Morpheus, I now yield the mic to you.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, man of God. We're so excited, amen, of what God is doing, doing in our lives and doing in the body of Christ, amen. And God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh, amen. And I'm just excited to be a part of what God is doing and to see and behold it all take place. Amen. Lives being healed, delivered, set free by the power of God. Man of God, we thank you on tonight for this radio blog talk by way of internet. And we thank you so much for your obedience unto the Lord and this great platform who have touched and impacted so many lives that has followed you. And you doing a great work, man of God. And we thank God for what he is doing in and through you and writing books and blessing the body of Christ to increase in their purpose and destiny. And we thank you for what all you have done and allow us to come and to share and to impact lives through the word of God. And we know that the word of God has the ability to change our lives drastically. Amen. And we thank God for that, for this opportunity on tonight. Amen. We bless you, amen, with your future endeavorments as God continue to lead and guide you and to be a blessing to the body of Christ and allow your ministry to expand, excel in every area and just continue to be obedient to what God has called you to do, and lives will be your reward. Amen. There are many crowns and many stars in your crown, man of God, for all that you have done. Amen. And we thank God for that on tonight. Amen. I'm so excited because God has a word for you tonight, and I know that it's only by divine appointment. It's not by accident that you are here, but this is a divine appointment, and God has given me a word concerning you tonight, and I just want to speak into your lives, and I want to be able to share what the Lord has given unto me, because I believe tonight that somebody needs to be encouraged in their faith. Someone needs to be built up in their trust in the Lord. And whatever you're going through tonight, God is able. God has the answer. Amen. And he will bring you through. Just hold on to your faith and hold on to your trust. Hold on to your belief. All that God has given you, fight for it. For the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. And some things you just have to lay hold of, beloved. And you just have to bear down. And even though the winds of life may blow, circumstances, temptation, trials may come your way, you may bend, but you won't break because you've been designed by the Father. Amen. He has constructed you, amen, to withstand every wile of the devil tonight. Amen. And so you are victory. You are victor. Amen. You're not the victim, but you are victor. Amen. And we thank God for that tonight. Just for a few minutes tonight, I believe that God is going to speak this word to you, and it's going to cause some radical changes in your belief system that's going to cause you to walk in another level of your purpose and destiny. And I believe that God is going to say some things here tonight that would just would begin to cause a turnover in your life and cause you to press in. Amen, as never before, because we at this critical moment, we seeing things unfolding all around us. But we know that the word of God is true, amen. And we know that the enemy is defeated, amen. There is no weapon that's formed against you tonight that shall prosper. And every word that's rise up against you, you shall condemn, amen. Praise the Lord. So the power and authority is in the words that you speak that comes from the word of God. Amen. God bless you tonight. Tonight, I want us to go to Mark chapter 5. Amen. Thank you for your word, Father. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We're going to begin at verse 25, and then we're going to read on through verse 34. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. And I'm going to be reading from the King James translation, or whatever translation that you may be reading from. It should be similar in its reading and in its text. And reading from the King James Version, Mark chapter 5, verse 25, it says, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians or doctors, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth." It's something about being transparent. "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague." Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, I just want to encourage your hearts, and I just want to equip you tonight with this title of this message, When the Condition is Chronic and the Need is Critical. When the condition is chronic and the need is critical.
Lord Jesus.
12 years, beloved, can be either a long time or a short time. 12 years of suffering, 12 years of sickness, 12 years of battling disease, and 12 years of marital problems, and problems with your children can be a long time. But yet, 12 years can be a short time when a child has lost their lives in this physical world. So it all depends on the situation and the circumstances that 12 years can be a long time or a short time. When we think of an emergency, or when we think of a critical point in our lives, beloved, we think of times when the internet goes down, or it's 90 degrees outside and the air conditioned unit seems to quit. We think it's a critical moment when we run out of Pepsi or Coke and Dr. Pepper and Sprite. We think it's an emergency. We think it's a critical point when we have a bad hair day or break a nail. But those, beloved, aren't really emergencies. They're just inconveniences. They are not a matter of life and death, you see. But this woman in our text had more than an inconvenience. She had more than just a bad hair day. Her problem was bigger than not having internet service or a busted water line at her house. The woman in our text was in a chronic condition, and she was standing in a critical need. This woman had a critical need. She had exhausted everything at her disposal. She had depleted her resources. Her money was gone. Her strength was gone. Her friends were gone. Even her hope was gone. She had been to many doctors and had spent everything she had and was worse than ever before. But, beloved, what you are going through tonight may seem chronic, may seem like a reoccurrence, may seem that your life is going in a circle and a cycle. But God is saying to you tonight, you're coming out of this. Your battle is won tonight. Amen. And I want to encourage you that whatever you are facing tonight, God has given you the victory. Praise the Lord. The first thing I want to bring out tonight, as we see in our text, that this woman who was suffering in her body of this physical dis-ease, suffering in her body of this chronic condition, this woman, first of all, she heard about Jesus. Glory be to God. And beloved, do you not know that Romans 10:9 said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God? You see, she heard about Jesus. And it's something about when you hear the word of God, as you are listening tonight, faith is developing. Faith is building up in the background. Faith is bringing things into motion and setting things in order, because you're hearing the word of God. You're not hearing the lies of the enemy. You're not hearing the lies of your circumstance. You're not hearing the lies of your situation that seems to bombard you with negativity, and that seems to bombard you with all the meaningful thoughts. But when you hear the word of God, as this woman did, her faith began to develop, because she heard about the reputation of a man who have opened blinded eyes. She heard the reputation of a man that healed the sick. She heard about the reputation of a man that could raise the dead. Hallelujah. She heard within herself. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For the Bible tells us tonight that Jesus is and was the word, wrapped in human flesh. She heard the word. She heard the reputation of the word, and he was coming in her direction. Glory be to God. I want you to understand that faith alone will not get you to where you need to be. Faith alone will not allow things to happen in your life, because faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. There's got to be some interaction with your faith. If you believe it, you need to walk in it. If you believe it, you need to speak it. If you believe it, you need to find yourself embracing the very promises of God and begin to hold him at his word and at his promises concerning you tonight. When you hear the word of God, there is something in you, beloved, that will go deep down inside of you, past your situation, past your circumstance, that will dig deeper than your physical illness, that will dig deeper than everything that you go through and is suffering at the hands of. When that word becomes alive in you, it will cause a response, praise God. When she heard the word of God, not only did it spring up faith in her, but it also caused her to act upon her faith, because she went to where Jesus was. And beloved, let me tell you tonight, don't believe the lies of those who don't believe in the congregating of God's people, because the Bible says that God inhabited the praises of his people. And the book of Hebrews tells us tonight, forsake not to assemble yourselves together, amen, as the manner of some is. There is something that God does special in the congregation of his people. Yes, God can move in the quietness of your home. Yes, God can move when you're all alone. Yes, God can move in your prayer closet, in your time of meditation, in your time of commitment unto him. Yes, God can move, but there is something greater corporately that God does in the midst of his people, praise God. She went to where Jesus was. And if we're going to have a breakthrough tonight, if we're going to have a deliverance tonight,
If we're going to be set free tonight, God has a divine order. God has a divine agenda that where his people is, there is his presence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we come together in the name of Jesus, it is something that God does so miraculous, that God does so something so powerful, that God does something that is so miraculous, that he'll bring in a corporate anointing because he has assigned, glory be to God, listen, he has assigned prophets and apostles and pastors and evangelists and teachers to bring and usher this anointing into the corporate body. She went to where Jesus was. Jesus resides in his church, praise the Lord. And there is a divine order and agenda of God that where his people is, where two or three are gathered together in his name, the Bible says that he is in the midst, praise God. This woman, she was in a desperate situation. She had a chronic condition for 12 years. It was a condition she had that was killing her. Her issue was a blood problem. Her life was draining out of her. Her issue was a blood problem. But tonight, you may be like this woman who went and saw Jesus. Your issue may not be a blood problem, but your issue may be a rejection problem. Your issue may be a bitterness problem. Your issue may be an anger problem. Your issue may be a resentment problem. Lust and greed may be your problem. Or your issue may even be a religious problem. Come on here, somebody. Religion is a killer. The Bible says that the spirit gives life, but the letter killeth. I don't care how religious you are. Do you have a relationship with God? Because, see, you can go to church and the church don't be in you. It's all about a relationship with God and not religion. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There was a man of the Pharisees by the name of Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Good master, what must we do that we must be born again?" Jesus began to tell him about the born-again experience, about being awakened to his purpose and his destiny, to be awakened to his spiritual discovery, who he is in God. And Jesus began to converse in dialogue with Nicodemus. And then Nicodemus asked a question, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he back up into his mother's womb and be born again? But you see, the problem with Nicodemus was, Nicodemus was on AM and Jesus was on FM. He was in tune to the frequency of the Spirit. He was in tune into the presence of God. He was in tune to hear what the Spirit was saying unto the church. And the Bible says that Jesus marveled because he knew not these things. And he asked Nicodemus, a religious man, a very smart man, who sat on the Sanhedrin council, he said unto him, "You being a leader of Israel, knowest not these things?" So you see, beloved, religion can kill a relationship with God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The thing that makes this woman, now here's what I want you to see. The thing that makes this woman different from a lot of people, yes, she had a blood problem. She had issues with her blood. Yes, she had an issue with her body. But the thing that makes this woman different from a lot of people today is she knew she had an issue, and she knew it was killing her. Come on here. And she wanted to be free. She wanted to be healed. You see, the first thing we need to understand is that if we're going to allow God to change and transform our lives, we need to understand that we must be transparent. We must be willing to go to God and say, "God, I am struggling in this area. God, I have a problem in this area. I need your touch. I need your healing. I need your deliverance to come through and to deliver me in this time of need." You see, that's only the things, the hidden things will be in the dark, But God says you need to lay yourself on the altar tonight. Yes, your issue may not be a blood problem, but your issue may be a sin problem. Your issue may be a carnal problem. And that's what made her different than a lot of people today, because she was willing to put herself out there. She was really willing to put herself on blast in public view and confess that she had an issue. She realized that she was going through some things, but she was in the presence of the one that was able to deliver the promises of God. She realized that she would enter into his presence, but she would not leave there empty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The next point that I want to bring out tonight is not only did she heard about Jesus or heard the word of God, and not only did she went to where Jesus was, but she also spoke to herself. Oh, my God. This is where you begin to meditate on the word day and night. You got to speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making melody in your heart, Paul said. You got to speak the word of God. You got to murmur the word of God. You got to declare and decree a thing, hallelujah, according to the word of God. Because, see, sometimes you will be in a battle, not with other people, but you will be facing a battle within. It is that part of you that doesn't want to go the full mile of the way. It's that part of you that wants to stay back. It's that part of you that wants to look back like Lot's wife. It's that part of you that will not go all the way to the temple and be delivered by the presence of the Lord. And you got to speak the word of God and speak the word only. She said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Notice that her faith would begin to speak. Notice she wasn't saying maybe, probably, or might, but she said, I will be made whole. That's what faith does tonight. Faith don't guess. Faith do not shoot dice with God. Faith grabs hold and embrace the promises of God and begin to declare the promises of God upon our lives, praise Lord. That's what you got to do tonight. You got to declare the word of God. You have to decree the word of God in spite of your situation, in spite of your chronic condition, in spite of the reoccurrence. You go forward and two steps backwards. It doesn't matter, praise God, what you're struggling with, but it does matter who can get you out of your struggle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She spoke to herself. If I can touch the hem of his garment, she said, I will be made whole. And, beloved, that's what you have to start confessing tonight, because the Holy Spirit inspired Mark to write this, to give us life lessons, that if you begin to speak against the negativity that is launched against you, speak against the evilness that is up there standing against you, if you just speak the word of God, you can change your situation, because now you are inviting God's presence and help in your time of need. The next point that I want to bring up tonight is that she felt in her body that she was healed. My God, it's something about when you come into the presence of God and when God invades your space, there is something that you will tangibly feel that your spirit has encountered with the Holy Spirit and God. You need to understand that it's no way that you can enter God's presence and not feel a thing within your body. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you are touched by the Master, when you are delivered, set free by his hand, then you will feel, hallelujah, the delivering power of God. When you cause yourself to enter into his presence, you will feel the deliverance. You will hear the shackles loosening off of you. You will feel the fetters falling off of you. Why? Because that is a tangible down payment to let you know that I have answered your prayer, says the Lord. Glory be God. She felt in her body that she was healed. Hallelujah. Your faith must respond by walking with corresponding action. You got to walk like you're already delivered. You got to start walking like you're healed. You got to walk like you're prosperous. You got to start talking like a child of the king. You got to start responding and not reacting to circumstances, situations, tests, and trials. When she felt in her body, she was healed. And because of that, Jesus felt in his body. There was a divine exchange. There was a divine exchange that took place in the spirit. Not only did she feel something in her body, but Jesus felt something going out of his body. Glory be to God. There was a withdrawal and there was a deposit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When we deposit praise unto the Lord, we will get a withdrawal from his presence. When we deposit prayer, hallelujah, we will get a deposit. Amen. When we withdraw, hallelujah, his anointing, there will be a deposit from heaven to meet your every need. Hallelujah. When your situation seems chronic, understand you're not an emergency. It's just an inconvenience because our God is faithful. Our God is an awesome God, and he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And I thank God on tonight that Jesus is the very heartbeat of God. And if Jesus healed that woman of her issue, then God the Father endorsed it. Hallelujah. Our Father has endorsed tonight for you to be blessed. Our Father tonight has endorsed for you to be prosperous. Our Father has endorsed for you to be not only healed, but made whole. The Father tonight has called you unto himself and has set you in his beloved, has set you on his right hand. And Paul said by way of revelation, he said that now we are seated together with Christ in the heavenlies. And if you be risen with Christ in your mind, in your thinking, if you're risen in your consciousness, then he says, set your mind and keep it set, because that's where you dwell. And when you live in that realm, there's nothing earthly that can touch you. Glory be to God. When your condition is chronic and the need is critical, your faith will go into overdrive. Speak the word only and declare unto the Lord that he is God and he will fight your battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Don't hide, don't run. God, God.
God bless you. God is not done with you, beloved. Your story is just only beginning. It's only beginning tonight. And this woman who had the issue of blood thought it was the end, but God rewrote her story. He wasn't done with her. He gave her a beginning. God bless you on tonight. We love you and thank God for you. And thank you for listening in. Now we're going to turn it back in the hands of Brother James Brown. Thank you, man of God, for this opportunity once again.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Pastor Morpheus, what an awesome word. Like I said in the prayer earlier, God already knows who was going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. Not only was this word for the listeners on tonight, this word was for me. This was more confirmation that God is a promise keeper. And this word, you have said so much in this word. I'm going to say like the former pastor, where I used to be the minister of music at for 19 years at River Towers Apartment on the east side of Detroit. The late Pastor Eddie Franklin, during his messages, sometimes the message would be so powerful and so strong, he would sometimes say, there's a lot of meat on that bone. And that's exactly what there's a lot of meat on this song just brought forth on tonight. And so I know, without a doubt, that this word that went forth tonight through you has been a blessing to someone on tonight, other than not only to the listener, but again, to myself as well. So you stay encouraged as well, Pastor Morpheus. You continue to stay on the wall. You continue to preach and teach God's word as he leads and guides you, because your work for the Lord is not in vain. Not only your work, but any faithful doer of God's word, the work that he has ordained for us to do before the foundation of the world. If we are walking in our God purpose, giving him the glory and honor and praise, and we've been led by him through his word, through his Holy Spirit, we know that our work for him is not in vain. So your work for God, for the kingdom building here on earth, is not in vain. You continue to do what God has ordained for you to do. You are being a blessing to more people than you can ever imagine. So I just thank God for you. Thank God for the faithfulness. So right now, we're going to get ready to close out in prayer as we always do. And once again, I would like to invite all listeners to please tune in this coming Saturday night, October the 12th at 8 p.m. None other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word again. He always shares with us an inspirational poem first. And I just want to re-stress to someone that may be listening on tonight that have or making excuses for not doing what God has called you to do. Deacon Marvin Cox could use his excuse, his handicap, his disability. He could use that as an excuse for not doing what God has called him to do. Deacon Marvin Cox has shared his testimony on this worldwide platform before, and I always stress it to let people know that you can still walk in your God purpose. He suffers with muscular dystrophy. He has to crawl around the house on his hands and knees. He cannot get out of the house and go and worship in the household of God, like Pastor Moses was saying. The word of God says, do not fail to assemble ourselves together as a corporate body of believers. God gets his glory when we come to him as a corporate body of believers giving him glory, honor, and worship and praise. So Deacon Marvin Cox, he can no longer do that. But through this worldwide platform, that's why he is always so excited to be on the show to bring forth God's word and share inspiration upon. Like I said, he could use that as an excuse, but he is always excited. He calls me in advance, the message title and the title of his poem, because he'd be so excited to bring forth God's word over this platform. So what is your excuse on tonight? You may have a disability. You don't use that disability. That's a trick of the enemy. As long as you have breath in your body, some way, some form, some shape, or somehow, you can still be a blessing to the body of Christ. As long as you're breathing, God can still use you. So don't use your handicap as an excuse as to why you're not fulfilling your God purpose in the earth, because there's so many who have died and they kept their gift and their talents to the grave and never given God any glory because they failed to do so, because some of them don't even know what their God purpose were. And they have went to the grave not fulfilling their God purpose. So don't let that be said of you. So again, you want to tune in this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. and hear another word from Deacon Marvin Cox as well as another inspirational poem. So I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me as we get ready to close out for tonight. Once again, I thank you, Pastor Eric Moore. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every guest that have come over this worldwide platform from the year of 2013, when you allowed me to start working for your kingdom over this worldwide platform through Kingdom Builders International Ministry. I continue to lift up Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder Dox, and also the Kingdom Builders Ministry for allowing me to be able to have this worldwide platform. So I thank you for being with me from that day one up until this present moment and time. And I thank you that you're going to continue to be with me all the way until the end, until you say well done. So I thank you for every listener that have tuned in faithfully to this ministry, to this broadcast, that they have been blessed by your word through every vessel that brought forth your word, that has brought forth inspirational poems and through the music, that is not in vain, that you've been glorified. And I pray, hope, and desire that something has been said through this ministry, that those that are spiritually blind, after hearing your word, Heavenly Father, that they now can open their eyes and their mouths, and they can confess their sins and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they too will come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in it, live in it, and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Yes. So now, Lord, we ask that you to continue to bless each listener, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. Heavenly Father, we know that our labor for you on earth is not in vain. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in each one of your vessels here on earth. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his dying for us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that it still works and it will never lose its power. So we give you glory, honor, and praise again for who you are. And we just bless your name on tonight. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desire of their heart. It's our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, that's all we have for tonight. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight. We know that it's not in vain because, again, we know God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Again, don't begin on this coming Saturday night, and be blessed by another word from the Lord. Until then, good night.
Song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray for me. pray for me. Yeah.